This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to Albia Community High School, where the Lady D's from Albia are getting ready to take on the Centerville Redettes on a conference, South Central Conference action tonight. We've got a doubleheader of the game here coming up here in about 10 minutes with the girls, and then the boys will follow that up right behind it with a doubleheader varsity action. Albia Blue Demon Lady D's, they come in really playing a really good brand of basketball this season. 9-3 overall, 4-0 in the conference, leading the conference. Going against a Centerville team that, quite honestly, is depleted from prior years. Right now, they're 0-10 on the season, 0-4 in conference. So it's a team of two opposites for tonight's contest. We're going to get a lot of information here on both teams, how they're doing. You know, offensively for the Lady D's, they're really close games for the most part. Offensively, they'll put up about 47 points a night and giving up 41. For Centerville, they're only shooting about 31 points on a night on average and giving up 48. So that kind of tells the tale for the game coming into tonight. Before we get much more player introductions and different things going on here tonight, we do have some latest breaking news back in the studio. Scotty, take it away.
KIIC Breaking News Bulletin.
And Scotty back here in the KIIC studios. We just got a press release in from the Appanoose County Law Center. Today, the Centerville Police Department arrested Alec James Brown, age 14, of Centerville at the Law Center. Brown was charged with arson in the first degree, a Class B felony, and criminal mischief first degree, a Class C felony. The charges stem from an ongoing investigation into the fire at the Centerville High School on Thursday, January 9th. Officers uncovered additional information in regards to the fire and were able to bring charges against Brown. Brown will be transferred to a juvenile detention facility where he will be held pending future court proceedings. A criminal charge is merely an accusation, and the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty in a court of law. So, breaking news out of Centerville, and coincidentally, that is Albia's host or Albia's guest tonight. And now back to you, Dan.
Well, thank you, Scotty. Definitely lots of action going on in Southern Iowa here, not only just on the athletic side here. Again, we've got the Lady D's warming up here to take on the Centerville Redettes here in a little bit. The Lady D's have really, as I mentioned earlier, done a nice job going out to that 9-3 start. They're led by on the floor there by Mackenzie Griffin, point guard. She'll lead the team in scoring for the most part, does a lot of assists, just does a lot of good things. You'll hear her name mentioned. Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson are two seniors that really control the paint, big post players that really both bring different styles of play, but do a very good job inside feeding off each other, and they're the next two scorers. And then we follow that up with Sarah Clark, who really has a nice three-point shot when she gets open, sets herself, gets her feet set, square to the basket. We'll get up a nice shot, and as well as get in there, mix it up, and get a few boards. Haley Hudson will come off the bench as well, Sarah Clark, and do a nice job offensively, really looking to get her shot. And then Cassie Crawl, senior, she's done an outstanding career here at Albia High School, on the basketball court especially, and boy, she'll be out there leading this team, along with Tegan Bosser, will be our starters out there, with, again, Sarah Clark and Haley Hudson coming in reserve, as well as a couple other gals that we'll mention as we go along. Again, the tail looks like, it should be a pretty somewhat easy game for the Lady D's, in the fact that you've got two opposites, with the Lady D's being 4-0 in conference play, South Central Conference action. They've got a nice big win at Sheraton earlier in the year, and then another one at Clark of Osceola just before the winter break, which is a big win. And then after the break here, we came back with a big win here at home with Davis County, and then Eddyville-Blakesburg was a really hot contest there, in which the girls were able to pull away a 10-point victory, which was a really confidence booster for the girls. To come in a very talented Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont school, good program, got some really good seniors, great players on that team, and our girls were able to come back in the second half and really battle through and again, open up to a 10-point victory on that game. And so that brings them to 4-0. Flip the coin there for Centerville. They have, as mentioned earlier, 0-10 on the season, 0-4 in conference. Their conference losses, they've had twice now. They've played Clark of Osceola, lost to them both times. They've lost to Davis County and Eddyville-Blakesburg. And again, now offensively, they just kind of struggle getting points up. They're led offensively by Maddie Lang, who will have about 10 points a night, and then Taylor Lawson, Kylie Misetich will get in there about 5 or 6. Alyssa Barger, Katie Sharp, and Caitlin Moore will all get in about 2 or 3. So not high numbers as we've got with the Lady D's, but the Redettes will certainly, when you get that Battle of Highway 5 in the basketball edition, you're certainly going to get a stiff competition, and it should be interesting. We'll come back here and get you all the official starting lineups here in just a little bit, but we're going to take a short timeout. Again, this is Dan Stocker. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country's coverage of Albia Lady D's basketball. We'll be back after this short timeout.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
That's right, folks. I'm back. You missed me. I've been gone a while. I'm Pat Dan Stocker here covering Albia Blue Demon Lady D's basketball here, bringing you South Central Conference coverage here. The Lady D's are getting ready to tip off here in a couple minutes. We're looking forward to a great contest for them. They're 4-0 in conference play, really looking to build that lead in the conference and go to 5-0 tonight. So we're looking forward to that game. The boys will follow that up after that. And I'll be remiss if I didn't mention we had two JV contests just before this. The boys played against Centerville in the B gym, and the girls were up here in the A gym. And both Lady D's and the Blue Demons on the JV side were victorious. The boys were able to pull out a 38-33 win, and the girls did a 40-34 victory. So a great start for tonight's competitions here where the Lady D's and the Blue Demons coming out with wins. And certainly the varsity level wants to do the same thing. Again, the Lady D's are led, starting lineups, I should say, tonight will be Mackenzie Griffin, Brooke Bettis, Katie Dyson, Cassie Krall, and Tegan Bossard. And that's a great group. They've really played well together. And then off the bench, you just don't miss much when they come in. That's Sarah Clark, Haley Hudson, Mary Shepard will get some time as well. And it just don't miss a whole lot. They do a nice job, the Coach Ackerbach and Haywood, of getting those subs in, getting a nice flow. Again, Mackenzie Griffin, you're going to hear me mention her name a lot. She does a great job of scoring and dishing the ball, getting nice assists. And then who she gets those assists to a lot of times will be Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson inside. Katie Dyson's a big, strong power post inside there. Brooke Bettis has some nice little finesse moves, so they really do a nice job of two posts, but they're not identical. They complement each other. And then we'll get to the Centerville lineups here in a little bit. We're going to get to starting lineups here for on the court here. But that's Centerville. Maddie Lang will start, leading scorer for Centerville Redettes, along with Taylor Lawson, Kylie Misetich, Alyssa Barger, and Caitlin Moore will round out your starters. And again, they all put up about 31 points a night. They've been given up considerably more than that on each contest, giving up 48 on the season. So, again, that's how you unfortunately get yourself to an 0-10 record when you're giving up more points than you're scoring. And again, the girls are scoring at about 47, nice steady clip, and they'll give up about 40. So they'll be about a 6-7 point as their average margin of victory to getting themselves to that 9-3 record. Looking forward to just a really anytime you get Albia and Centerville going together, it's going to be a hot contest. You know both squads are going to run a play. It's a Friday night. You know, it's not necessarily Friday Night Light football, but it is a Friday night South Central Conference action, and it's the Battle of Highway 5. Again, I'm Dan Stocker, and we're looking forward to bringing you the greatest coverage of sports in Southern Iowa, in Iowa, and that's KIC Thunder Country. Once again, bringing you this coverage. We've got a full month of January and going into February of coverage as those of you been listening in, you've caught a lot of great wrestling coverage. Joe Sinclair's been doing a great job covering that high school wrestling, and what a great program going on there, and a great season all those wrestlers are having. We'll roll into the sectionals, districts, and state contention there, where Albia looks to send hopefully at least five, if not a few more, into the state tournament, which would be phenomenal for the Blue Demon wrestling program. I'll be bringing you South Central Conference action games for the rest of the year here. Myself and Jason Summers will be jumping in once in a while. Of course, we bring you NFL playoffs are going hot and heavy. We've got that coverage to you. We've got ISU basketball, which is having a great season as well. So, folks, when you want to catch up on sports in Iowa, you want to listen to KIC Thunder Country, get that best coverage. And again, as we've gone along here, the girls have really came out. You know, last year only had four wins on the season. You know, that's really struggled getting their wins in there. They're up right now 9 wins already, so they've more than doubled their win total of last year, which is really huge. And you just see their confidence these last few games. You know, they started off the season with their third game against Knoxville, up at Knoxville, and they won that game by 1. But they were down by 10 points with about 4 minutes left in the game. And somehow they willed themselves back. It was led in no short order by Sarah Clark, hitting a lot of threes down the stretch. But her teammates did a great job playing good defense, getting good shots, getting open looks. You know, and that win really, I think, helped to move them in the right direction. They battled hard over in Fairfield. That was a loss to them, but a really good hard-fought game there. And then they come back and win a great contest at Sheraton. Again, a conference game there. Anytime you can win on the road in this conference, that's doing great. Came back to Twin Cedars, which has had a really good program the last few years, and they just continue to roll on. Came back last Saturday, actually, went down to Central Lee Donaldson and got into a real physical contest. The officials maybe not necessarily adhering to the new rules that we've got there, and came away with, unfortunately, a 13-point loss. So the girls are wanting to get back with this win against Centerville. You know, so it's going to be a great contest. We've got the starting lineups. I've mentioned to you here. The officials have announced that and got the kids out there as well. We've got the community choir, high school concert choir here getting ready to do the national anthem. We're going to bring that to you. And, folks, I hope I can get the microphone in the right spot so you can hear that, because they do an outstanding job of that national anthem. A lot of our high school kids, they're doing that. So we'll get that national anthem, and then we'll be ready for that tip-off. Folks, I hope that came through loud and clear. That's a great job by the choir. And I tell you, the school's always looking to do improvements here. If you haven't been to a basketball game here when they do that national anthem, they've got a new flag that they roll out at the center of the court. It rolls up from the middle, the rafters up above. And, in fact, folks, if you go by a Perkins and you see them without a flag, I'm guessing that's how we got it, because it is that big. It is huge, and it takes all the way down, almost touches the floor. And I'm kidding, of course, but it was donated by the classes of 2013 and 14 and the Booster Club just to celebrate their school. And so there's some young people giving back already, haven't even graduated the class of 14 yet, and they've already donated money to help their school. And it's just a neat thing to see that flag unroll from the rafters all the way down to about 4 feet above the floor. So that's how big it is. With that, you hear the whistle. The ball is up, tips, Centerville controls. So they'll start the first possession of the night. Again, Albia Lady D's taking on the Centerville Redettes. Centerville's coming in, gets a set, trying to see where we're at. We've got a 5-second penalty here, dribbling. And that was Maddie Lang is the point guard, and very well guarded by Tegan Bossard. And she was able to stay on her close enough that a 5-second call was called for dribbling too much. So that turns the ball over. First turnover tonight for the Lady Bees. Kinsey Griffin brings the ball, swings it over to Cassie Crawl on the far side. She looks inside, sees up the high post, Katie Dyson. Kenny goes to make a move, but just shuffled her feet just a little bit, trying to go from that high post, and then was looking inside to Brooke Bettis as she was trying to make the move as well. Lady D's come out with a full court press, and that's something new for them this year, and they've really used the athleticism they've gotten and really adjusted. And just as I say that, they get a turnover from that as they're coming in, the pressure coming in, and Kylie Misetich was trying to swing it over to Maddie Lang. Ball went a little high, and that's a large part due to the pressure the Lady D's were putting on, not able to get a good pass off. Ball inbound, and Cassie Carl gets it to Mackenzie Griffin, swings it to the near side to Tegan Bossert, looks inside, sees Brooke Bettis at the high post. Nice pump fake, nothing there. She kicks it back out to Cassie Carl. She looks to swing it around, but nothing on the far side. She brings it to the near side to Tegan Bossert, who alertly pulls it up top. They get the ball over. Cassie Carl's popped out the other side. She's looking inside those big posts. Nothing there. She dribbles to the center of the lane. Good ball movement here by the Lady D's. 7:03, just a minute into the game. And with that, Brooke Bettis does a nice, strong power move layup and gets the first 2 points for either team. So 2-0 is our score. The Lady D's on top. Redettes do get the ball past half court against the Blue Lady D press. They get their offense set up. Lang gets it up top. She's looking over. She keeps swinging back and forth to Caitlin Moore. Comes back in to Lang. Lang swings it over Moore, and as soon as she gets it, she does shuffle her feet. Caitlin Moore does, cause of traveling. So the ball will be turned over to the Lady D's. So a lot of turnovers quickly from the Centerville Redettes. A little full court press here for the Centerville as well. The Lady D's have seen this year, so this is not new to them. Kenzie Griffin, gets it to Tegan Bossert, who swings it to the far side of Cassie Crawl for a little 15-foot jumper. Up and in, out it goes. Rebound controlled by the Redettes. Maddie Lang gets it, brings it up herself as the point guard. A little too much pressure coming in on man pressure from Cassie Crawl. Gets the quick foul, does Cassie. First foul for her, first team foul of the night. Again, 2-0 is our score with about 6 minutes in the quarter. Ball's inbounded by the Redettes. They're looking inside to their big post, Taylor Lawson, who's the second leading scorer on the team. Again, very good pressure, and so much so that Centerville wants to get a timeout to really set up their offense. Well, they're taking a little 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. But again, Lady D's doing a good job. They have very good quickness, some really nice size with the two posts that we have with Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson, and then our quickness in our guards with Tegan Bossert and Cassie Crawl and Mackenzie Griffin. They really do a good job of harassing out on the perimeter. And the posts do a good job covering up the inside. I know they're wanting to get in Taylor Lawson for Centerville, and she's a big post herself, but not able to get her open because we got her covered up well. And so Centerville wanted the timeout to try to reset their offense. With that, they come out with the play. We'll take it on the baseline, their own baseline, Centerville will. Lady D's are in a man-to-man. Inbounds play coming in, trying to get it in, looking in. Nothing seeing there. Finally kicks it out. Oh, Maddie Lang gets it, but as she does, Tegan Bossert just a little too aggressive on the pass there. She puts her hands on Lang, and so gets a foul. So that will be her first foul. Redettes are subbing in right away and get in Alyssa Barger, who is a fourth leading scorer for this team, so at 4 points a night. Redettes inbounds. Come in, get into Lang right away. Lang's looking double teamed immediately. Can't get it, barely gets it handed off. Swings the ball up to Barger. Barger then gets it to Moore. She drives and she takes just that extra step again on her drive. So once again, another travel for her. Turns the ball over. So that's the second travel for Caitlin Moore. Again, the Redettes do have full court press, a little 2-2-1 full court press. Lady D's have seen a similar type press, maybe even a little more aggressive than this, so they're prepared for that. Get a nice inbounds to Kinsey Griffin. She looks to get it, swings it over to Tegan Bossert, trying to see that defense shift. Oh, and Tegan shifted her feet. She was looking, and she just slid her extra pivot foot, and that's a travel on her, so a turnover for the Lady D's. 2-0 is our score. We are now under 6 minutes in the first period. Lady D's on top. Been a little slow getting good offensive looks. We've been on the Redettes' end of the court for the last minute and a half now. Redettes get in, and they're going hard to Lawson. They do get it into her. She bobbles it as she's trying to get it. Katie Dyson had good defense on her, but they lobbed it in on Lawson. But she dribbles it off her leg. So another turnover for the Redettes. Press coming again. Kinsey Griffin gets it back to Tegan Boston, who swings it right back to Griffin, who gets it up to Cassie Crawl. They get across half court. Look inside to Brooke Bettis. Had a nice little post move up and no good, but Katie Dyson on the far side with the rebound up with that left hand of hers. Misses, but she fouled. Fouled in the act there. Alyssa Barger gets her on the wrist. So that will get Katie Dyson a chance for two free throws. And again, when I mentioned those two posts, they do a nice job. They complement each other, you know, not only in the way they play, but also in their dominant hand. Katie Dyson's a left-handed player, so that gives us an advantage there when she comes in on the left side, whereas Brooke Bettis is a righty. So we've got two nice posts who have different games, and they also shoot it from different hands. It really makes it hard for the defense to know which way to attack and get after it. First one goes up and misses. Katie gets the second free throw here, up and makes it. So 3-0 is our score. She gets her first points of the night. Full court press again by Lady D's. Nice little trap trying to get in there by Tegan Boston and Katie Dyson. But Katie gets a little slow and reaches as she comes in and causes a foul. So her first foul, third team foul for the Lady D's. Again, Katie Dyson averaging a little over 8 points a night, so she got her first points on those free throw. Ball gets inbound by the Red Hats, trying to get the trap, can't quite get it set. They advance the ball up into front court, get to Barger as she goes in for layup. She takes an extra hop. Very alert call by the officials. Three-man crew working the night. Calls the travel again, so a lot of travels here for the Red Hats. They just have a hard time getting much going. When they think they're going to get a break, then they turn it over. No press now from the Red Hats. They're going to pull it back. They see that the Lady D's are able to get through it. Kinsey Griffin brings it up, gets over Brooke Bettis on the far side. They immediately swing it back. Look inside to Katie Dyson at the free throw line. She puts up a shot, rolls out of the rim. Rebound controlled by the Red Hats by Barger. Ball will be brought up by the Red Hats by Maddie Lang. Moving the ball around, Barger gets it on the three-point line to all little post, and she shoots it. She's a little powerful, but she's able to shoot that three and nails it, so gets the first points for the Red Hats. It's tie ball game, 3-3. No press again, but the Lady D's, as soon as they get to half court, get a little pressure. Ball moved around Mackenzie Griffin. She's going to take her first three of the night, and bank is open. 24-hour service for you. The bank's always open. Got a whistle on the call. So a nice little three-pointer by Mackenzie Griffin. Gets her first points of the night. Got, I think, a foul on the Lady D's underneath. But it looks like points maybe went wrong way. Yeah, there we go. The scoreboard was wrong for a second. 6-3 is our score. The bucket will count, but unfortunately will be a foul on the Lady D's. But Red Hats will get the ball. The inbounds trapped immediately by Brooke Bettis and Sarah Clark, who's just checked in the game. She's able to cause a turnover. Quick hands by Sarah Clark. Gets the Cassie Crawl back into Brooke Bettis. Powers up and in. Two-point basket out of Brooke. She's fouled and gets the and one, the old-fashioned three. So we just had Mackenzie Griffin hit the three-point shot, and now Brooke Bettis is going to try to get the old-fashioned three here. Again, with the 4.5 minutes left, Tegan Bossard and Katie Dyson are subbed out. That's typical rotation for the coach here. Got Haley Hudson in as well as Sarah Clark. Shot goes up by Brooke Bettis. She misses it, but Mackenzie Griffin's able to control the long rebound. Tries to get inside and power up a little bit. Gets a little too much contact in there and dribbles it off her leg. So turnover for the Lady D's. Back to the Red Hats. Again, Brooke Bettis is on the ball, creating that pressure on the inbounds pass. 8-3 is our score with 4 minutes, 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Lady D's on top. South Central Conference action. Ball inbound and immediately trapped by Sarah Clark and Brooke Bettis, but she's able to dribble through it. Gets it all the way up to Maddie Lang. Maddie Lang pulls up a little 10-footer, can't get it, and it rolls in and out. Haley tries the rebounds controlled by Haley Hudson. It's not Haley Hudson. Is that Sarah Clark in there? No, excuse me, Mackenzie Griffin. But she got a little extra pressure, and ball rolled out of bounds. Or jump ball against the Lady D's will get the ball. Haley Hudson inbounds it to Mackenzie Griffin. Looks to Sarah Clark, who gets it right in the middle to Brooke Bettis, who takes it all the way into the free throw line. Kicks it out to Cassie Crawl, hits the 15-footer. Gets the first 2 points for Cassie Crawl. So 10 threes are scored with 4 minutes in the quarter. Turnover again on the inbounds. Mackenzie Griffin gets to Sarah Clark for a nice looking three, but nothing going. Cassie Crawl tries to get the rebound that's rolling out, but can't get around the defender. And that was a nice box out by Kylie Misetich, but Cassie Crawl did everything she could to get around it. Ball will be turned over, but you're really starting to see that action. Again, when subs come in, we don't lose a whole lot here. Haley Hudson, Sarah Clark doing a good job already. Haley Hudson, as soon as I say that, tips the inbounds pass on, gets it, tries to kick it out to Sarah Clark, but it's turned over once again. Cassidy Shocker has come in, so she brings the ball up. Moving the ball around, they're going to the perimeter, trying to look inside, and indeed does it drive in. And that is Caitlin Moore, but it just dribbles off her hands and can't get it off there, so turns it over. Haley Hudson gets the ball, brings up, has a nice little handle, nice little dribble from her, but she gets fouled as soon as she gets across into the front court. Will be the third team foul for the Red Hats. Again, the Lady D's have 4, so we're not in the bonus at this time, so the Lady D's will take it out on the far side and right in front of the Centerville bench. 10-3 is our score with 3:30 left in the quarter. Ball inbounded to Kinsey Griffin. She sets up the offense, gets to the near side. Sarah Clark has an open three, but decides to pass to Haley Hudson. Haley gets it, starts to swing it back around. Indeed, gets it on the far side to Sarah Clark, who's popped out on that offense and hits a three. I mentioned that in the pregame. When she's got a chance to set her feet and square her shoulders, she is very deadly with that three-point shot. Redettes come in with the inbounds. A little pressure again coming full court press, but able to break it. They get it more. Lang gets in the front court just as she's getting ready to shoot it. I believe that's going to be Brooke Bettis, her first foul. Yep, Brooke Bettis will pull the first foul for her, the fifth team foul for the Lady D's. So ball out of the baseline, gets the ball inbounds. Looked like a little travel, no call there from the Redettes, but rebound comes long to Mackenzie Griffin. Griffin gets in the front court, takes it in, but kicks it right off to Haley Hudson, who's trailing, gets a nice little layup. So great, unselfish teamwork out of the Lady D's. Pressure coming in, Haley Hudson and Sarah Clark trying to trap, and Haley just couldn't slide her feet fast enough, gets the blocking foul, will be the sixth team foul for the Lady D's. Next one will put Centerville in the bonus. Tegan Bossert set to check in for the Redettes, and again coming in for Cassie Carl. That's normally how they do it. Give Cassie just a little breather here at the 3 minute or 250, excuse me, 250 mark in the first quarter. Lady D's on top, 15-3. Redettes are trying to inbounds it. Haley Hudson and Mackenzie Griffin, but Sarah Clark gets the steal on the pass. Haley Hudson gets that and puts up another bucket. So just like that, she's come in for a minute and a half, and she's got 4 points on the game. Good job out her. Redettes are trying to do just something different with the press, and as soon as they do that, the pressure is too much for Maddie Lang, and she travels, and she's trying to make the pass. Again, the press for the Lady D's is something they've worked on this year, something new, and they've really gotten it figured out and really starting to adjust to how to play it, how to be aggressive with not fouling too much, and really causing those bad passes and those turnovers. Haley Hudson gets it on the far side, and just as I say that, she causes a turnover by traveling, and she will have that habit of kind of shuffling that feet when she receives that pass, and officials just don't typically like that. Redettes will check it in, full court pressure, but Haley Hudson has great hands, gets the deflection on the inbounds pass, and tries to go for the reverse layup, is fouled in the act of shooting, so she will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Again, Haley's come in, and just in a short bit of time, has got 4 points already, one foul. 17-3 is our score right now with 2:30 left in the first quarter. Haley goes up, shoots the first of two, hits the back of the iron, pops out, no good. And Centerville will take a timeout. They'll take a full timeout with that. We'll take one as well. 17-3 is our score with 2:30 left in the first quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout southwest and south central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stalker here. Dan Stalker here covering Albie Lady D's South Central Conference action against the Centerville Redettes. Haley Hudson just went up and missed the second of two free throws. Ball comes down, Centerville gets it immediately, turns the ball over, Lady D's get it back in their own court. So with that will be the 12th turnover for the Centerville in this first quarter, and we're not even done yet. So that's really certainly a tale of the story of the game right now for the Redettes. Not able to control the ball with 12 turnovers already in 6 minutes of play. Lady D's will check the ball inbounds the baseline, gets it into Sarah Clark, who gets it over to Brooke Bettis at the top of the key, hits Mackenzie Griffin for a three in the deep corner, not able to get it, but Haley Hudson controls the rebound, goes right back up with it underneath, can't get it, just a little strong rebound controlled by Alyssa Barger. Redettes will come up as Maddie Lang brings the ball up court, gets it to Moore. Moore looks like maybe she might have took that extra step, but the official says it was all right. Gets to near side to Alyssa Barger, who swings it back over to Moore for a three-pointer, up and no good, but rebound controlled by Lawson. Lawson goes up in and out, no good, but Haley Hudson tried to get the rebound but goes off her hands last, so it'll be the Redettes' ball under their own baseline with a minute 30 in the first quarter. Again, the Lady D's up 17-3. Redhead set to do the inbounds play. Look to get it into Lawson. Lawson does get the lob. Brooke Bettis tries to stop it. Instead, fouls her, and Lawson's able to make the bucket. So Brooke Bettis will get her second foul of the night, and the bucket will count for Centerville with Lawson, Taylor Lawson going to line. Taylor Lawson, again, second leading scorer for the Redettes, averages about 7 a night. That's her first bucket of the night, so only 2 points now with the chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Taylor Lawson gets herself set. Shots up, and in and out it goes. So just no extra point there. Rebound controlled by Haley Hudson. Gets to Mackenzie Griffin, who brings the ball up court. Griffin looks to the far side, sees Sarah Clark, gets it all in the deep corner. Checking in now for the Lady D's is Mackenzie Peterson, so getting her first action of the night. Ball moved around the top of the key, comes to Sarah Clark, gets to Haley Hudson in the deep corner. She immediately looks to swing it to Mackenzie Peterson at the elbow. Puts a shot up right away. She's willing to get up to shoot. She played a little JV game, so she's loose, ready to go, but the ball hits the back of the iron and rolls out. Rebound controlled by the Redettes, who bring the ball up, get the ball in. They're swinging around to the far near side, excuse me. Three-point shot goes up by Maddie Lang. No good. Hits the back iron. Bounces off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, Redettes. Ball will go to the Lady D's. Haley Hudson set to check in. No, about a half-court, three-quarter press for the Redettes now. So Sarah Clark and Mackenzie Griffin will look to break that. And indeed, Sarah Clark leads Mackenzie, who sees up court. Tegan Bossert, nice job breaking that press. Haley Hudson comes streaking down the middle. Puts up a little two-pointer. Can't get it. Rebound is up and for grabs. Haley Hudson grabs it along with Alyssa Barger. Tied up jump ball is the call, and it is Centerville's possession, so they will get the ball back. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. 17-5 is our score. Lady D's on top. Maddie Lang will bring the ball up, gets it over to the far side. In for the Redettes is Cassie Shocker, who's been in there for a little while. There swings it all the way over here to Maddie. Maddie gets it back up top to Kylie Misetich. Drives in, tries to get the ball off the loss, and nothing going. Ball rattled around on the ground there a little bit. I think they're calling jump ball again. And with that will be the Lady D's ball. So again, 23 seconds. Lady D's have the ball back. A little press coming on from the Redettes. Nothing too hard, but a little bit of pressure there. Mackenzie Griffin trying to break it with Sarah Clark, and they do. Sarah Clark gets it in the front court, looks for three, then swings it back to Griffin at top of the key. Tegan Bosser gets it on the near side, sees Haley Hudson in the deep corner, who swings it immediately to Sarah Clark on the far side. Nice looking three-point shot up and in and out of the rim, but there is Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin, one of the smallest players out there, but able to get her hands on that rebound. Jump ball is the call, but boy, what an aggressive effort out of her to try to get her hands on there. She does a good job getting inside, mixing it up, getting that rebound, but jump ball. We'll turn it over to the Reds. Shot at the buzzer, as you can hear. No good. 17-5 is our score after one quarter of play. We will take a short timeout. Again, this is Dan Stocker. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's time to play Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you like to skip.
A doctor's appointment.
Show me doctor's appointment. All right, Mike, one answer will beat it.
A loan payment.
Show me a loan payment. That's the number one answer.
This is Mike with People's State Bank. We are introducing our new Skip a Payment program. You can skip your November, December, or January consumer loan payment and use that money for buying gifts or any other expenses you may have. Enjoy a little extra cash when you need it most. Call People State Bank today at 932-7887.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see People State Bank loan officers for more details. Offer ends January 31st, 2014. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Albee Community High School, as the Lady D's are taking on the Centerville Redettes. Second quarter action just getting underway here. The Lady D's have a now 17-7 lead. Start the quarter, Mackenzie Griffin puts up a three misses, and the Redettes are able to come back and get a nice little bucket inside. So a little bit of activity to start the quarter here. 17-7, the Lady D's are on top. Redettes get the ball. Shot goes up, long three-pointer from Kylie Misetich, but a long rebound gets it up to
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Welcome back, folks. Not sure what happened there, but Scott's keeping me on top of things here. We just lost a little disconnection on the line here. Every once in a while, the internet fails us a little bit, but that's all right here. Action going great here for the Lady D's. 20-9 is our score here. Lady D's on top with 6:22 in the second quarter. That was a foul for the Redettes on the Redettes, so they went to shoot a pair of free throws. Missed the free throw. Lady D's control the rebound. Mackenzie Griffin brings it up. Gets to Haley Hudson in the deep corner, who looks up top to Cassie Crawl at the top of the key. Sees Brooke Bettis wide open inside. Great little power move, but unable to get the shot over Taylor Lawson. Ball goes long, and Redettes control the rebound. So ball comes back over for the Redettes side. Ball being moved around. Kaylin Moore gets on the far side, swings it right back to Maddie Lang. Maddie Lang drives inside. Nothing there. Good defense by the Lady D's. Haley Hudson about gets the steal. Jump ball is the call as Haley Hudson dives to the floor there between Haley Hudson and also Kylie Misetich on the ground. They're going for it. With that, Katie Dyson's checking back in for the game, giving Haley Hudson, who's done a nice job coming in here at the end of that first quarter and start the second. So just a nice job giving Katie a little breather there. Ball thrown in by the Redettes. A little bit too long for Lawson. Katie Dyson goes after it, as well as that'll be number 11, Melissa Barger. Jump ball again. So lots of jump balls here tonight. Lady D's possession after that. Dyson throws the ball into Griffin. Griffin brings the ball up court. Get the ball set, checked in there. Griffin comes over the far side, near side to Brooke Bettis. Immediately they like to swing that ball around, create some openings. Cassie Crawl gets it on the far side. Nice little three-point shot, no good. But Kinsey Griffin gets the rebound on the short side, up and no good. Brooke Bettis controls the rebound, up and no good. Griffin once again gets it, loses her balance, trying to go out of bounds. Can't save the ball to her Lady D. Turnover for the Lady D's. Ball goes right back to the Redettes. So a flurry of activity. Lady D's getting good shots, just not getting them dropped, getting good rebounds. Ball comes in the Redettes. They want to pound it right away to Lawson. Again, a big presence in there. Katie Dyson has good defense, but Taylor Lawson able to get the shot up. So immediately she's got 6 points. Again, she averages about seven on the season. So she's about at her average right now. So having a good game, powering it in there against the Lady D's. Lady D's get it. Tegan Boster at the top of the key. Sees Cassie Crawl, and then swings it right back to Tegan. Tegan takes a nice little shot just inside the three-point line, but it misses. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis, who gets it to Griffin for a 15-footer, and it's good. So Kenzie Griffin with 8 points on the night there, and she averages about 12, so doing a good job tonight getting her average going. With that full court press by the Lady D's, causes a long pass turnover, so the ball will be controlled by the Lady D's. They couldn't get the Redettes, could not get the ball inbounds. It comes rolling out of bounds. So Cassie Crawl will be at the Lady D's baseline, set to check the ball in. Haley Hudson out and taking Bowser, taking a rest. Sarah Clark has come in for her. Nice low inbounds play. Cassie Crawl gets the ball back after the pass to Brooke Bettis. Swing it over to Sarah Clark. Wide open three-pointer, and it's good. Boy, I tell you just can't say enough, folks. You got to come watch these girls play, and especially Sarah Clark. She gets a chance to set her feet. She's good to go. Sarah Clark puts a little pressure on the inbounds pass, but the Redettes able to control it, get the ball in the front court. Gets it to Lang at the top of the key for a three-pointer. Rolls around and gets the friendly roll. So a three-point for the Redettes. Brings the score 25-14 with 4 minutes left in the half. Kinsey Griffin brings it up uncontested, gets it over to the far side to Brooke Bettis, who looks inside, nothing there, starts to swing the ball around. Sarah Clark gets to the top, but comes back to Mackenzie Griffin on the far side for her three-pointer, nothing there. Cassie Kroll was coming in for a rebound, just reached a little too much there, gets the foul on Maddie Lang. With Lady D's are, that is nine team fouls on them, so the Redettes are in the bonus. So that's certainly a point of contention, I'm sure, for Coach Achenbach, getting nine fouls, team fouls. Redettes only have five team fouls. So I know Coach Achenbach would like to see us kind of control that, not give them a chance to score without the clock running. Again, we're just inside of 4 minutes. 25-14, the Lady D's are on top by 11. With that foul, Maddie Lang will go up. Misses the front end of a 1-1, but the whistle blew. I think we have a lane violation. Lane violation on Albia. And with that, Sarah Clark, it looks like, just jumped in before the ball hit the iron. You have to let the ball hit the iron before you can attempt to go get that rebound. So they'll get a chance, will Maddie Lang, to shoot the free throw.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
All right, folks, Dan Stalker here at Albia High School. Just want to make sure we get enough commercials in tonight, so we want to make sure we disconnect our connection once in a while. Unfortunately, we're just having a little technical difficulties holding that internet connection. This happens. But, again, activity continues here nonetheless. Full court press, a lot of activity here. Lady D's are really getting nice and aggressive, not causing fouls. Mackenzie Griffin tried to get the steal at the half court on that press and fell down and actually used to travel on herself. But 27-16 is our score with the Lady D's on top by 11, largest margin of the night with 3:20 left in the first half. So Centerville gets the ball back, gets to Maddie Lang, who swings it to the near side to Shocker. Shocker comes back to Lang at the top of the key, takes a look inside, nothing there. They're trying to get into Taylor Lawson, and indeed now they do. Kitty Dyson, great post defense on Taylor Lawson, and Lawson travels as she receives that post-entry pass. So it'll be another turnover for the Redettes. Kinsey Griffin will bring the ball up. Just a little token pressure from the Redettes. Not really a press at all. Kinsey Griffin attacks, and then as soon as she does that, gets into Katie Dyson on the low block. Great job of penetrating into the lane, causing the defense to pick up on her. And then Katie Dyson able to put the bucket up and in. 5 points for Katie. Redettes immediately break the press, get it out, and move it around. They're doing a good job. Barger gets it. Alyssa Barger gets it, swings it over to Shocker. Shocker shoots it. Ball comes long. Brooke Bettis is able to get the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball, though, on that. Barger was able to tie it up in there. So possession will stay with Centerville. Alternate possession is the rule. Centerville set to check it in at the baseline. The ball's being counted out, but nobody's getting a throw. And now finally they do get it to Maddie Lang. Maddie Lang drives, then comes back out. A lot of good post presence there inside the paint for the Lady D's. Nothing going there. Shocker brings it around the far side, sees Moore. Moore gets it inside, now looking at Barger. Barger tries to drive from the free throw line, does get inside. And as she was doing it, Taylor Lawson, that's why I was wondering if they're going to call that. She was trying to post up, and then she started backing out her defender to really do a moving screen is the call. And alertly, the official caught that and called the foul on Taylor Lawson. That's just her first foul. Again, 6 points on the night for Lawson, a very good, strong post player. But nice to pick up the foul for the Lady D's. Griffin will bring the ball up, gets in the front court, swings at the far side of Cassie Kroll, who comes swinging out the bottom. Brooke Bettis gets it. Gets it back up, Sarah Clark at the top key. There's Cassie Kroll on the near side. Gets inside the post at the elbow. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Sarah Clark. Takes a three-pointer. Rattles around and no good there. Barger controls the rebound. Alyssa Barger does for Centerville. So it's Centerville's ball on the shot and rebound. Maddie Lang gets it. Brings it to the near side to Shocker. Cassie Shocker looks inside to Barger. As she throws the entry pass in there, we're going to have a little foul on Centerville actually on the entry pass there. A little aggressive, so now the fouls are starting to turn where we once had 9-4 fouls, team fouls. It's now 9-7, so that should put a 1-1 situation. But they're not going to give her the 1-1. I'm not sure what's happening there. Maybe it's not 17 fouls. The board says 17 fouls, but nonetheless, the Lady D's get the ball, and they'll bring it up. Mackenzie Griffin will with 1:50 left in the half. She gets it to the far side to Sarah Clark to Haley Hudson, who shoots up a three, misses, but Sarah Clark right under the block to get that rebound. Can't make the rebound put back. That shot is rebounded by Centerville, so they'll bring it back up with 29-16 is our score with a minute and a half in the first half. Centerville attacks to the hoop. Can't get the shot to go in as Caitlin Moore, and the rebound controlled by Sarah Clark, who gets it to Kenzie Griffin, who drives all the way from length to length, gets it right off a little floater at about 10-foot mark. Can't get the shot to drop, and Haley Hudson gets the rebound, puts the shot up. She can't get it to drop. And as Brooke Bettis is trying to go after Caitlin Moore for the rebound, she actually causes a foul on Caitlin Moore. So Caitlin Moore will go to the line. Brooke Bettis will pick up her third team foul, which Mackenzie Peterson is set to check in for her. Mackenzie Peterson has been a nice reserve coming in for the Lady D's. Has gotten a lot of time working the JV and working herself in more time here as she comes along. Will be one of those good post players for us going down the road. So this will be a great opportunity for her to get in. She hasn't had a ton of minutes yet this year, but a great opportunity for her to get in there and work her game. She will come in after this first free throw by Alyssa Barger. First one up, hits the back of the iron, rattles out, so no good there. Brooke Bettis again will leave to the bench with three fouls, so not what Coach Achenbach wants to see out of his star senior. But again, Mackenzie Peterson will come in and do a fine job in her place. Second shot for Barger goes up, hits the back iron again, but this time it rolls in. And set it to check in for Barger is number 35, which is Katie Sharp. So, Haley Hudson will check the ball in for the Lady D's. Kenzie Griffin will bring it up with a minute 10 in the first half. 29-17, 12-point lead for the Lady D's. Ball comes in. Sarah Clark gets it to Haley Hudson in the deep corner. Swings a big pass over the top to Tegan Bostard. No shot there. Brings it right up the top of the key. Comes to the near side to Kenzie Griffin, who puts up a nice-looking three, and it goes in. So, Mackenzie Griffin, she has a great ability to drive and get a nice little floater. She can shoot the three. Great at giving assists when they're there, so really great guard play out of her. Inbounds play, a lot of pressure there. Good job out of Haley Hudson and Mackenzie Griffin putting pressure on number 33, Cassie Shocker. And just as I say, that Shocker starts to dribble a little rag. Mackenzie Griffin goes for it. Shocker pushes her as they go into the ground at the center court. And with that, the foul on Shocker will let Mackenzie Griffin go to the line, shooting a one-on-one situation with eight team fouls now. So I guess for this contest, the visitors get eight before we go to the one-on-one, Johnny.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie Griffin goes up. First one that misses the front end of the one-on-one. Mackenzie Griffin controls the tip a little bit, but unfortunately can't get her hands all the way on it. Rebound is controlled by Maddie Lang from Centerville. Centerville brings the ball up slowly, trying to get one more shot before the half. Gets the ball over to the near side to Kylie Misetich. Puts up a shot, no good, but rebound controlled by Centerville. Nothing good. Taylor Lawson gets another rebound. Can't get that to drop. Fighting in, there's Mackenzie Peterson. Taylor Lawson's able to get a hand on it by jump ball. Hand on it by Mackenzie Griffin. Tegan Bossard gets her hand on it. Taylor Lawson is trying to get the shot up. Great job. Caused the jump ball call, which the Lady D's will get. So with 25 seconds, the Lady D's will have now their chance to try to get one more shot off before the half. Have their biggest lead of the game so far, so looking to try to expand that if they can here before the half. Kenzie Griffin is just so smart. She comes in, she's well defended, but she knows how to control and dribble that ball. She dribbles straight into her, coming to the high post, and as she does it, she gets fouled. So with 14.4 seconds actually in the half, she'll go to the line shooting a one-on-one situation, so hopefully getting the front end here. Shot's up and good. So she now has her 12th point of the night, so well on her, or actually at her average of 12 points a contest, has that now at half, so great start for her. Gets the second of the bonus here, the 1-1, shots up and nothing but net there, so good job getting both points there, but the Lady D's will still probably put a little pressure on here with 14 seconds left in the first half. Haley Hudson all over the inbounds pass, good little trap coming here, taking Bossard and Haley Hudson trying to get the turnover, and they're doing a good job keeping the ball in the backcourt. Under 10 seconds, clock continues to run. They do break the press. Lang does get it in there, gets it over to Moore, drives in, rebound, no good. Mackenzie Peterson able to get that board. Huge rebound out of Mackenzie Peterson as you hear the buzzer. 34-17 is our score at half. So Lady D's able to double up the Centerville Redettes at halftime. So a great second quarter for the Lady D's. Doing a good job really showing their diversity and their depth that they've got on the bench and the different looks they bring. With that, we're going to take a short time out. We'll come back, get you some highlights and some updates on the score that we've got here. Again, you're listening to Dan Stocker. I've got John Flattery helping me here with stats. And back in the studio is Scott Fry. This is the Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country. I'll be a Lady D, Centerville Reddit basketball.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom?
Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. They have a super buy while supplies last on Line and Kugel's Orange Shandy. 8-pack bottles are 2 for $5 plus deposit. And a super buy on Miller 64 12-pack cans, 2 for $8.99 plus deposit. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stocker here covering South Central Conference action. We got the Lady D's from Albia here at Albia High School taking on the Centerville Redettes. 34-17 is our score with the Lady D's on top. Good first half performance out of your Lady D's. Again, they come in on the night 4-0 in conference play, looking to go to 5-0 against the Centerville team that's 0-4. So two opposites, and it's kind of showing. The Lady D's will be real important here to start that second half, to come out with a little bit of energy and really take control of this game and shut it down. Great first half, as I mentioned, from the Lady D's. Mackenzie Griffin led the team in scoring with 13 points. followed by Sarah Clark with 6, Katie Dyson with 5, Brooke Bettis with 4, and Haley Hudson with 4, your leading scorers. So nice balance out of the Lady Ds. For the Centerville Redettes, Kaylee Misetich had 5, Taylor Lawson, the big post, had 6, and Alyssa Barger had 4. So that's kind of the scoring there. Really, the contest comes down to a simple thing. It comes down to turnover, steals, and rebounds. When we look at that, rebounds actually very even. Lady Ds have 19, and Centerville has 20, so they actually have the slight edge there. Steals, the Lady Ds have done a really good job, and that's part of their press that's really done that. We've got 7 steals versus 2 for Centerville. But the big difference here, and that's really where the points come into play and the point differential here, is turnovers. Centerville has 16 turnovers in the first half. Lady Ds only have 7. So anytime you can win that turnover margin by that much, that's how you end up with a 34-17 type score at halftime. So the Lady Ds, I'm sure, will come out and want to continue to work on that press, continue to see if they can't control that, cause more turnovers, steals, and get buckets on that and get to attack that hoop. They've done a nice job, all the Lady Ds, of really going to the hoop when they can, trying to get the shot up, whether it's our post in Bettis and Dyson, or whether it's our guards, you know, and Griffin and Cassie and Hudson. Kaylee Hudson, who's not really one of the biggest guys, she's done a really good job going inside, getting some post-up shots, getting fouled quite a few times, and getting a chance to get some free throws. So Lady Ds just need to continue to do what they've done. For Centerville, it's going to be a struggle for them, and they've had that all year long. They've not had a win yet this year. They had a rough year last year. This year, they've just really, it's not the season they want. They're 0-10. They're 0-4 in conference play, so really struggle for them. They only come in averaging 31 points a contest, again, 17.5 here, so they're kind of on pace for that 31 mark, maybe just a shade more. Lady Ds come in with 47 average and have 34, so well surpassing their average, so that's a nice start for them. It's always hard when you've got this kind of lead, though, to maintain it for that second half. So we'll see what they do. Again, I will tell you the first 2 to 3 minutes of this third quarter will be key for the Lady Ds. If they can come out and continue to put pressure and push and try to get good shots and really be active inside, I think they can expand this lead and really put the game in comfortable hands and really shut it down. It'll definitely take Centerville out of it. They'll understand where they're at in terms of this contest. The Lady Ds will be able to get some other gals in there, get some good playing time, hopefully, for some of the bench players. Not a very deep bench. You know, as we've gone along here, we've only got a handful of girls that have got in there and played. But as we've seen the first half with Brooke Bettis having 3 fouls, Mackenzie Peterson's had an opportunity to get some extra minutes that she normally hasn't seen, so that's great. You know, Mary Shepard's a fine freshman that's gotten some time as the game's warranted. You know, so I'm sure she's looking forward to trying to get in this game, getting some things going on. And Rachel Sarver. You know, those three, Peterson, Sarver, and Shepard, really the support people on the bench there that haven't gotten a ton of minutes, but boy, they do a good job. They come out and play really hard in the JV game. They got the win early, you know, so I know they're cheering on the rest of their team to get out there and get that lead expanded so they can get their time in as well. And you'll hear that if you talk to the coaches, Achenbach and Haywood, you know, they talk about how this team is so unselfish and so much into the team, and they want to do what's best. And you'll see that when a Mackenzie Griffin, who leads the team in scoring, but she'll drive in the lane and she'll look to dish that off to whoever's got a better shot than she does. And so that's the kind of teamwork you need to have a good season. And as a result, the Lady Ds, again, are 4-0 in conference play, 9-3 on the season. So looking to get into double digits. This is a Lady D team who last year, different group of girls, obviously, but only had 4 wins on the season. So quite a turnaround for them. Really have come together really well and playing well. So with that is again, 34-17 is our halftime score. We've got about 1:40 left before the second half begins, and we're going to take a short timeout, get a word in from a few of our sponsors here. Again, this is Dan Stalker with John Flattery at Albee Community High School. Scott Fry back at the studio keeping us on track. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hello, farmers. prepay fertilizer, seed, and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepay purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stock here at Albia Community High School as the Albia Lady Ds have a commanding lead against the Centerville Redettes. Centerville starts the second half with possession of the ball, try to lob it into Taylor Lawson. Brooke Bettis is able to get the steal on the lob pass. The Lady Ds come down and immediately turn it right over again, and the ball comes back to the Redettes. So a lot of activity here, but no points so far. Shot goes up, kind of an ill-advised shot by the Redettes. The ball doesn't even hit the rim, rolls out of bounds, and so the Lady Ds will get possession of the ball on the turnover. Again, 34-17 is our score to start the second half here. The Lady Ds with a nice lead have doubled up the Redettes at halftime. Look to try to expand on that here in the first few minutes in this third quarter. Cassie Kroll gets it to the near side of Tegan Boster. Takes a nice little jump shot from the near side. Just goes out the back rim, but rebound controlled by Mackenzie Griffin. Griffin gets it up top to Cassie Kroll. Back to Griffin. Goes down to Katie Dyson in the corner. Swings the ball over to Tegan Boster. Comes to the far corner here to Mackenzie Griffin. Goes up with a shot. Taylor Lawson able to get the block, though. Or, excuse me, not Taylor Lawson. That's Moore. Caitlin Moore able to get the block. Ball's turned over. Immediately come down. They attack the rim to Shocker. Shocker goes right into Cassie Kroll, who picks up the foul. Nope, that is actually Caitlin Moore who got the foul. Sorry, apologize for that. I saw the 1-3, the not 33, it's 43. So Caitlin Moore fouled in the act of shooting by Cassie Kroll. We'll go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws. Cassie Kroll picks up her third foul, unfortunately, and so Coach Achenbach will want her to sit for just a little bit. So Sarah Clark comes in. Again, Sarah Clark came in, had a nice start to the game here. Had 6 points to start the game, so very capable scorer and defender. She's caused a number of turnovers as well. Free throw up and good. So the Redettes were able to get to trim the lead to 15. 34-19 is the score. No press now from the Redettes. Ball comes easily up court for the Lady Ds. Get it into the deep corner to Brooke Bettis, who swings it back to Griffin. Comes to the top to Sarah Clark, who looks over to Tegan Boster. Swings all the way to the far side here. Mackenzie Griffin puts a wide open three. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Centerville. Tegan Boster is trying to get the rebound, but she just came over the top there, and so she caused the foul, so that'll be the second team foul for the Lady Ds and the second for Tegan Bossard. Tegan Bossard doesn't oftentimes get a ton of points up, but my gosh, she does a lot of gritty, hard work out there, really hustles all over the court, does a great job for the Lady Ds. Ball comes up for the Redettes, shot goes up by Moore, banks that up shot in, gets 2 points, so the Redettes come out with a nice little flurry of activity, get a few points here, get 4 quick points on the Lady Ds to narrow the margin now to 13 points. Lady Ds are working the ball around on the outside, just trying to see what that defense, 2-3 zone defense for the Redettes. So they're really letting them, just trying to see if they can create some overshifting and movement there by swinging the ball as quick as they can around the top up high. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Redettes, so Sarah Clark will throw the ball in. Looks to see Mackenzie Griffin. She's not open, then gets it to Tegan Bossard at the elbow. She drives in hard to the low block, does a nice job getting up the layup and pulls the foul. Again, that's what I'm talking about. Tegan Bossard really is a strong player, really gritty and gutting, gets in there and does what she needs to do. Gets a shot. We'll get a pair of free throws. Second team foul for Kylie Misetich. Kylie, again, had a good hard first half there. Shot goes up and in. Tegan Bosser, nice little free throw stroke out of her. Gets her first points of the night. She'll get the second here. Looking to expand the lead once again for the Lady Ds. Shot, nice looking shot up. Hits the back of the rim, bounces around. Brooke Bettis about controls it, but can't get it. And the rebound is instead controlled by Alyssa Barger. Barger gets it up to Moore, or Maddie Lang, excuse me, gets it now, brings it up, sees it on the near side to Caitlin Moore again. Caitlin Moore gets it up to Barger. Barger puts a shot up from the elbow, no good. Katie Dyson tries to control it, but can't get her hands on it, and it's knocked loose, so it will stay Centerville's ball. They'll take it from their baseline. 5:40 left in the third period here. 35-21 is our score. The Lady D's on top. But good pressure from Tegan Bossard causes Maddie Lang to travel, so that turns the ball over to the Lady D's. Again, that's just that good, quick footwork out of Tegan Bosser to really put an extra pressure without causing excessive contact. Makes Maddie Lang travel with the ball. Kaitlyn Griffin takes it all the way in. Nice little floater out of her. Goes up for the shot. Good shot. Can't get in, but Caitlin Moore fouls her. So Caitlin Moore now with her third foul of the night. 6 points out of her for the night. 6 points, three fouls. First shot goes up, and Mackenzie Griffin's able to make it. As you hear Johnny tell me that these statisticians, I guess at the officials board, are not right, but Johnny is, because I had a different set of numbers from Johnny. But the folks across the way, I guess Johnny says, are wrong. But we'll see about that. Second free throw up and good by Mackenzie Griffin. So she now has 14 points on the night, passed her 12-point average, doing a good job. Red's able to break the full-court press from the Lady D's, get it to Lawson. Lawson looks to get it back up top to Maddie Lang. She sets the offense. Looks Cassie Shocker on the near side. They try to dump it in and do get it inside to Barger. Barger kicks it on the far side. Shot goes up, is long. Got a foul underneath the basket. Fighting for the rebound was Katie Dyson and Taylor Lawson. And then Katie, they say, was just a little too aggressive on her boxing out. So she picks up the foul, but only her third foul. And I only say only because she's, when you're playing that post and you're as big and physical as she is, oftentimes she will draw fouls. But she's done a really good job of trying to control her body. There, and just as I say that, she does a great job of blocking the shot. Not causing extra contact, not drawing the foul, but blocks the shot on Centerville, and the turnover goes to Albion. Sarah Clark brings the ball up, gets it to Tegan Bossy, finds Katie Dyson, tried to reward her for that block shot. She goes up with a nice post move and gets fouled in the act of shooting. She is fouled by Alyssa Barger. So Katie Dyson will go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws, has 5 points on the night so far, looking to make it 7. 5 minutes left in the third period here. The left-handed shooter, Katie Dyson, gets herself set, shot up, hits the back of the iron. Boy, we've seen that a lot tonight, just a little long on everybody's shot. Very good free throw shooter on the season is Katie Dyson. Does a very good job for the Lady D's, one of the better ones. Goes up for the second one here, gets herself set. Eyes the ball, eyes the basket, up and hits the back iron once again. A long rebound controlled by the Redettes. And with that, Katie Sharp will bring the ball up, gets it to Maddie Lang, who gets it in the front court, swings it to Shocker, who brings it back. They're swinging back and forth, trying to look inside, but boy, the Lady D's are doing a good job packing in that 2-3 zone on Taylor Lawson so they can't get the ball inside to her. Very good inside post defense. Redettes are forced to take an outside shot. Bank shot goes out there. Long by Katie Sharp, but the rebound's controlled by Maddie Lang from Centerville. Drives in the lane. I thought very good defense. I really thought it was a good job there by Haley Hudson, but they're saying there's a little extra foul, and it is on Haley Hudson. I thought it was a good defensive effort out of her. Nope, excuse me. They're going to say 22. I thought they said 1-2. 22 is the foul, which is Tegan Bosser will be her third foul. And as I said, she is very gritty and plays a hard game, but usually fouls are not a big concern. She does a very good job of keeping her feet moving. She looks disappointed with that call, and I would tend to think that maybe that was, I would agree with her. But nonetheless, she's picked up her third foul. Coach will leave her in because he knows she's a smart player, and she can play with that third foul no problem. Mackenzie Griffin will bring the ball up. 37-23 is our score with 4:30 left in the third period. The Lady D's are on top by 14 points. Ball put in immediately, Katie Dyson, she squares up, can't see a shot, tries to dribble, dribbles off her foot, unfortunately. Ball turned over to the Lady D's, to the Redettes. Nice little break coming up for the Redettes, and that was Kylie Misetich, but Haley Hudson alertly poked the ball loose, kept any sort of layup or basket from being shot. Still is the Redettes' ball, but a great defensive effort nonetheless. And as I say that, an inbounds play worked really well for the Redettes. Maddie Lang puts up a three-point shot and makes an easy bucket. And a nice three-point open look. Lady D's just a little slow to recover. So Coach Achenbach has seen enough. He wants to gather his troops. 37-26 is our score with 4:11 left in the third period with the timeout on the court. We're going to take a timeout here. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirtworks at 641-226-2231.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. The Albia Lady Ds are taking on the Centerville Redettes. They have a 37-26 lead with 4 minutes left in the third period. And with that, the Lady Ds get the ball right inside to Katie Dyson, who puts up a great power move against Taylor Lawson. 2 points for the Lady Ds, and 7 points now for Katie Dyson. Shot goes up quickly for the Redettes. Nothing going there. Shocker, long rebound goes to Maddie Lang. Still controlled, but no basket for the Redettes. Shocker gets it on the near side. She looks to swing it over to the far side to Maddie Lang, who's feeling hot with that three-point just a minute ago and hits a second three-pointer. So she's starting to feel her stroke there, and the Redettes are doing a good job of recognizing that, trying to feed her the ball. Kinsey Giffen brings it up, attacks right to the lane. Good job out of her with the new rules, the way the officiating's gone. If you've watched college ball or high school ball, really trying to make sure there's no hands-on contact or body rubbing. And Mackenzie Griffin is a very good ball handler, dribbles right through the defender and is able to draw that foul with the fourth team foul for the Redettes. So Mackenzie Griffin set the inbound, and Katie Dyson gets it at the high elbow, shoots the ball at the elbow, no good, hits the back iron. Rebound controlled by the Redettes. Maddie Lang will bring the ball up. No pressure from the Blue Lady D, excuse me, on that. Ball being worked around by the Redettes. Going around again, 2-3 zone is the defense for the Lady Ds, so they're working that outside, really trying to challenge the Redettes to shoot the outside shot, and indeed do get them to take it. Kylie Misetich misses it. Katie Dyson with another strong rebound out of her. Goes the full length of the court. She's rewarded with it with a nice little entry pass in the post. She kicks it back out to Sarah Clark. Sarah Clark looks to repost Katie Dyson. Katie swings it back out top to Tegan Bossard, who finds Mackenzie Griffin on the near side. She drives to the hoop, puts up a nice little right hander, misses. Rebound controlled by the Lady Ds, Haley Hudson. She gets fouled as she puts the ball back up, so great rebound and put back out of her. I think the foul might be going on Taylor Lawson, and indeed it is. And so that will just be her second foul. Has 6 points on the night, so Taylor Lawson is right at her average. But Haley Hudson, more importantly, controlling the boards and getting a chance to go to the free throw line once again. First one of the two go up, and she rattles around on the front of the rim. So that's something we haven't seen, so getting the front of that rim, but misses anyway. And so she'll get the second one here. So just a little struggle at her. Has 4 points on the night, but just missing those free throws. I know she'd like that back. Second one up and good. And that one's on the money. Right through the net, nothing but. No press from the Lady Ds. Again, with a 40-29 lead. Coach Achenbach does not want to see any unnecessary fouls. Going to let this game kind of play itself out. Lady Ds, though, do pack in that 2-3 zone, trying to keep Taylor Lawson from getting it in the post. Doing a good job, and indeed, Haley Hudson is able to block the entry pass. Brooke Bettis was getting here from behind, who has just come in. Katie Dyson's taking a rest, and a great job Katie Dyson did, but just giving her a chance to get a little breather. Brooke Bettis comes in with those three fouls. Shot goes up, and I tell you what, folks, Maddie Lang is on fire. That's the third three-pointer from her in subsequent possession. So that's getting a nice job of getting her points up. She is the leading scorer for this team, but boy, she's coming on fire with that 3 points, so we're going to have to identify that. I'd still say pack it in, but we'll see what we can do. Entry pass comes into Brooke Bettis, and she has just a nice, nifty footwork, nice moves. And with that, Centerville's coach has had enough. He just thinks it's not being called the way it ought to be, and he gets himself a technical. Just a little too much a voice out of him is Matt, I can't even pronounce it, folks, Kovovic. I'm going to try Kovovic for a name. But he gets a technical. He just thinks it's not fair. And I will tell you, Brooke Bettis had just a pretty little move. We've seen it all year long. She does not pound or drive into the player. Taylor Lawson's just not able to stop her. She's not quick enough to keep up with Brooke Bettis. And Brooke Bettis just put up a nice little post move. And the coach wants a timeout there. He's seen enough. He's going to call a full timeout here. He wants to talk to his squad. Coach is at least able to smile over there for Centerville. So Kovovic is able to smile with the full timeout here. We're going to take a timeout as well. 44-32 is our score here with 2:10 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. I'm Dan Stock here with John Flattery and Scott Fry back in the studio. We're bringing you the coverage, a doubleheader coverage. The Albia Lady D's are taking on Centerville Redettes right now, and the boys will take over after this game. Lady D's have a nice lead, 44-32, 12-point lead here with a minute and a half in the third quarter, so doing a good job by the Lady D's. And just as soon as I said that, Mackenzie Griffin comes down and just drags her foot as she's coming down and unfortunately travels with the ball by dragging her foot, so it'll be a turnover. Very uncharacteristic out of her. She does a very good job as the point guard, really controls the ball and has good body control, but her foot just slipped a little bit as she was trying to establish position at the high elbow. Redettes come in and get the ball in, moving it around as they trying to get their offense set again. The Lady D's packing in a 2-3 zone defense. Ball is, shot goes up at the elbow, missed, controlled, rebound controlled by the Redettes. Comes out to Shocker. Shocker gets it passed around to Barger. Barger puts a shot up, no good, and there's a foul on the play. I'm not sure if that was on 1-2, it looks like, so that's going to be on Haley Hudson. Just her second foul. She's very quick-handed, quick-footed, so she usually doesn't pull too many fouls, but that is her second of the night. Fifth team foul for the Lady D's. Ball inbounded immediately. Shot goes up by the Redettes. That was inbounded to Katie Sharp, who puts the bucket up and good. So 44-34, the Redettes have got it to within 10. 17-point lead at half. Whistle, as you can hear, as Mackenzie Griffin's driving a foul on the floor. So they're going to say it's not a shooting foul. She did make the bucket if there had been a little continuation, but it's not the NBA, so that's not happening tonight. But able to pull the foul. Lady D still will be able to get the ball, 55 seconds, so plenty of time to get a good look and shot here. And, in fact, this time I was thinking they're going to do it. I didn't want to say one-on-one, Johnny, because last half we got to seven fouls. It wasn't, but one-on-one. So the only unfortunate part is Mackenzie did make the bucket, but that doesn't count. But she's got a chance to go get 2 points anyway. So that's all right. With a 44-34, the Lady D's would sure like to keep that double-digit lead. Again, they had a 17-point lead at half. The Redettes have trimmed it to 10 points. So certainly not dangerous territory, but certainly we'd like to see that lead increase. And as I say that, Mackenzie Griffin misses the front of the 1-1. So it'll still stay a 10-point lead. Rebound controlled by the Redettes. They get it up. Caitlin Moore drives hard, and an off-bounce shot, no good. Brooke Bettis, nice defense, and is able to control the rebound. Gets it to Mackenzie Griffin, who brings it up and quickly gets it to Cassie Carl in the front court, who sees Brooke Bettis, but just well defended was the entry pass there by Katie Sharp, who's able to deflect it and get it out to Lang, who then drives right to the lane uncontested, but no good on the bucket. Again, Brooke Bettis controls the rebound. Mackenzie Griffin brings it up with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. She comes in and gets a little out of control and able to regain composure. Ball's batted around. Tegan Bosser goes up for a shot inside, but can't get it over Taylor Lawson. Big, long, outstretched arms blocks the shot. Ball comes up in the front court for the Redettes. Misetich gets it, brings it back to Lang. Lang looks to the near side to Moore. Moore gets it, drives in, but can't see anything. Kicks it back over to Misetich. Gets to Lang. Lang puts up a three-point shot, no good. At the corner, 44-34 is the score. Lady D's on top. So well in control of this game, but they need to close it out with one more great quarter. We're going to take a short timeout as both teams set themselves for this final period of the game. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Welcome back, everyone, to fourth quarter action. Albia Lady D's taking on Centerville Redettes here at Albia Community High School. Lady D's have a 10-point lead, 44-34. First possession of the game, the quarter. Entry pass goes into Brooke Reddish, and as she tries to get the shot up, she travels inside the post, so the turnover for the Lady D's. Full court press coming back in play here for the Lady D's, which I think is a great move, and as I say that, a turnover is caused. Tegan Boston is able to control it, drives quickly to the hoop, and is fouled in the action. So I think that's something that lacked that last quarter. Again, at halftime, the Lady D's had a 34-17 lead. Third quarter, Redettes went on a 17-10 run, so took the quarter from the Lady D's, got the score within 10. We didn't have the press going on for the Lady D's. Also, give credit to Centerville. Maddie Lang came out with three-pointers, so anytime you get 9 points out of her in the quarter, that's a good quarter for them. Tegan Bowser goes up, first free throw up, no good. Second one, nothing but net, so gets one of two. 45-34 is our score. Press in play. Again, Mackenzie Griffin about stole the inbounds pass, but couldn't control it, knocked it loose. But now the Centerville will not have the baseline to run, so they'll have to get the pass in with Brooke Bettis' long, outstretched arms trying to deflect any entry pass. Here comes the trap between Brooke and Tegan. They're trying to work at half court. And just Tegan, just a little too much body, can't get herself set in time. Instead, will pick up what I believe will be her fourth foul, and indeed it is. And Sarah Clark is set to check in for her. That is the sixth team foul for the Lady D's. Again, the fourth foul for Tegan Boston. She's not pleased. She was really working hard on that press. She does a great job for the Lady D's, and so really be nice to have her in here. But Sarah Clark will come in and do a great job as well. So with that, Redettes will check the ball in. Kylie Misetich will throw it into Maddie Lang. Again, there's a little discussion now on the far side. The official talking to both coaches. Didn't really see any sort of confusion or concern by either coach. It was all very normal and calm. There was no question on the foul, and neither coach was upset about anything there. But the official trying to keep control of the game, it would appear. Ball is thrown in bounds. Lady D's packing in that zone defense, trying to keep Taylor Lawson from getting it. Also want to keep an eye on exactly where Maddie Lang is so she doesn't have an open three. Ball comes into Barger. Barger puts up a shot just inside 10-foot. Bounces out, though. And there's Sarah Clark, who just came in, gets the rebound, brings the ball up all the way herself, gets Mackenzie Griffin. Sees Katie Dyson. She goes up with a nice power move inside and is immediately fouled by Alyssa Barger. So great transition offense for the Lady D's. Sarah Clark getting it, has a great dribble to her, brings it up almost to half court, sees Mackenzie Griffin at the far corner, gets it to her, and she immediately gets it in Katie Dyson. So Katie Dyson, when she goes in, strong move with 7 points on the night, wants to get to nine with these two free throws coming. First one up, and it rattles around, no good. So she'll get the second one here again. 45-34, 11-point lead for the Lady D's with 7:11 left in the game. Shot goes up, a little flat, goes into the back of the iron, bounces right out. Sarah Clark puts a little pressure on her to try to cause a turnover, but nothing happening there. Ball gets into Maddie Lang's hand and brings it all the way up, gets it to Moore. Moore swings it back to Lang. Dribbles to the center, gets it back to Moore on the near side of the three-point line. Sees Shocker at the elbow. Shocker puts up the left-handed shot, no good, rattles out. Moore is able to control the rebound, dumps in a nice little entry pass to Taylor Lawson. Well defended, but Lawson is able to, a good post move, able to get the shot up and is able to get the bucket. Her eighth point of the night, so 45-36 within 9 points, so single digits. First time in a long time we've seen that. Mackenzie Griffin, oh, nice dribble drive penetration and lobs it over to Brooke Bettis, who can't finish the shot. Rebound controlled by Brooke and Taylor Lawson. A jump ball is the call. Will go to Centerville, but a nice little penetration move by Mackenzie Griffin and just lobs it over the top to Brooke. Brooke just unfortunately not able to get a good angle on the shot and then not able to get the rebound. Press coming on from Lady D's. Good job, Shocker. Gets it, is held up by Mackenzie Griffin, but ball slowed up by Centerville. Cassie crawls up top, trying to put a little defense on her. Ball swings into Shocker, who's at the elbow. Can't see anything. Tries it over the near side to Moore. Trying to find Taylor Lawson inside, but she's not open. They swing it back to Lang. Comes back to near side to Moore. Moore kicks it back in to Shocker, and it comes right back out. Just a quick ball movement. Got a foul there, and they got a foul. They're really banging inside there, and that's one of those things I thought maybe they might let go, but boy, they didn't like the way Taylor Lawson was going at it with Katie Dyson. They were both physical, trying to post up and post defense, really working each other hard. Finally, the official had seen enough of Lawson just jabbing too much and too physical underneath there, more than she needed to be. Not proper post moves. So a foul on Lawson, so the little ADDs get the ball. Griffin immediately attacks to the rack. Shot no good. Dyson controls the rebound. Sarah Clark way up top. High arcing shot. Misses everything on that, but it's just a little too high for her. She does put a little higher arc to it, but it just went a little too high. And unfortunately, no good on the shot. But, boy, you want her taking those every time she's open like that. Pressure from the Lady D's on the inbounds pass goes to Lawson, goes right back to Misetich. It gets it to Lang. Lang now brings it up slowly. The press is off for the Lady D's. Back into their quarter, 2-3 zone defense. Reds are trying to really, Redettes really working the ball around, trying to see if they can't pound that inside, trying to get a good look. But we've got both Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson and Sarah Clark working inside there on that bottom of the 2-3 zone to try to keep Taylor Lawson from getting a look. And really the only concern seems to be Maddie Lang making sure she doesn't have an open three. Moore gets it on the near side, gets it right in to the high elbow with a shot once again from Sharp. Sharp's not able to make it, and the rebound controlled by the Lady D's. Brooke Bettis, really good hands out of her, gets the rebound, gets it to Mackenzie Griffin, who immediately gets it all the way up in the front court to Sarah Clark. Looks inside, nothing there, swings it back around to Griffin. Griffin sets the offense, gets herself set, gets to Cassie Crawl. Out pops, Dyson on the far corner, gets the ball, looks to drive in, it does pull up for a little 15-footer, rolls in and out, no good there. But a nice little move and shot out of her, just not able to get the bounce and the roll. Redettes control the rebound, bring it up. No one guarding Lang. Lang drives in but kicks it out to Moore. Moore gets it on the far side. Ooh, I thought that was going to be on the Redettes. Gets it to Sharp, who drives really hard. And I thought Griffin had good position, but they said she was reaching too much. And so Mackenzie Griffin, will pick up just her second foul. Just does a good job. And at the 440 mark, Haley Hudson will check in for Katie Dyson. Again, that's a common move right around that five-minute mark. They like to get Katie a little breather and have her come in and finish strong in the game. We'll see probably Brooke Bettis check out here in just a little bit. As well, whether Mackenzie Peterson comes in or Katie Dyson, we'll see here in about, I would say, at the 3.5 mark. 45-37 shot, second shot up and no good. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis. So 45-37, 8-point lead now. So the Redettes are able to claw back in, getting this game to be respectable here. Ball comes in, a little pressure by the Redettes on the pass to Sarah Clark on the far side. Sarah can't control it with that pressure on her, and so the ball is knocked loose out of bounds, and so the Redettes will get the ball on the turnover. Taylor Lawson is checking out for a little bit, giving her a rest there, trying to match up bigs with bigs. Misetich brings the ball up, gets it to Lang. Lang swings it to the far side to Sharp. Sharp gets it back to Misetich, who finds Barger. Barger gets it into, foul on the floor there. Gets the ball right into Misetich. Misetich drives to the hoop and is fouled on the floor. That is the 8th team foul on the Lady D's. So one-on-one situation coming for the Redettes. Again, 4:20 is the time left in the game here. Lady D's have a 45-37 lead. So not the largest of margins right now compared to their halftime score. First free throw up and good. Katie Dyson is set to check in as I thought, even a little quicker than I thought for Brooke Bettis. Brooke Bettis, though, was the one who got that last foul with her fourth foul, so that was what prompted her to come in quicker. Katie Dyson only has the three, so we're trying to keep them available as long as we can. Both of them really want to finish strong with our two bigs in there. Second free throw goes up, and it's good. So the Redettes have trimmed the lead now to 6. 45-39, Lady D's really need a good set here, good look. And Coach Ackerbach thinks the same thing. He wants a timeout. He's going to call a full timeout to really set the offense for the Lady D's and set the tempo for the rest of the game. 45-39 is our score here with 4:15 in the game. With the full timeout, we're going to take one as well. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adlerney's staff are here to serve all your eye care needs.
Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon coverage here. Lady D's taking on Centerville Redettes. Lady D's get the ball to after that timeout, but immediately a travel by Mackenzie Griffin under the baseline. So that will turn the ball over to the Redettes. Again, the score is 45-39 with 4 minutes left in the game. So the game is becoming quite contested, as you would expect anytime you get these two old rivals going at it. Don't care what the records are or where they've been, where they're going. It's a matter of how they play against each other. Redettes are bringing the ball up. Maddie Lang gets the ball, dribbles around, gives it to Misetich, works it back to Lang, looking inside to Barger. Barger not open, so Lang brings it to the near side to Moore. Moore gets it into Barger finally at the high post. She tries to drive for a little pull-up jumper at 12 feet. Nothing going there. Little rebound knocked around and controlled by both two Lady D's and Caitlin Moore from Centerville. And so alternate possession will go back to the Lady D's. So nice little job there to get the ball back. But would have been nice to get the rebound and still keep the Elder in possession. So with 3:30 left in the game, Lady D's really need to get a bucket here, need a good set. Kinsey Griffin gets it up to Cassie Crawl, who sees Haley Hudson in the far corner. Haley looks to swing it back. Ball rolls off a red app. It comes to Haley Hudson. She controls it. Jump ball called from the far side official, which two near side officials didn't see anything that was kind of up. And so the ball will go to Centerville. Kind of a bad, sloppy pass play there, and it bounced around, so it caused the turnover and the jump ball. So again, 3 minutes left now in the game. Centerville's looking to try to make something happen here. The Lady D's are trying to keep them from getting there. Lady D's have a perfect record on conference season so far, 4-0. They want to keep it that way. And the ball knocked loose. I thought Sarah Clark might have got her hand on it, but no, both officials said it did not. It went off a Centerville Redette, so the Lady D's were able to get it, but that's great defensive pressure. Brooke Bettis now comes back in. She has four fouls for Haley Hudson. She comes in for. So we've got both Haley, Katie Dyson, Cassie Crawl, Mackenzie Griffin, and Sarah Clark in for the Lady D's. Sarah Clark gets it on the far side, pump fakes and drives. Nice little move to the hoop. Can't get the shot to drop. Katie Dyson is not able to control the rebound. The rebound is instead controlled by Alyssa Barger. Barger gets it to Lang, who gets it right up to Moore. Comes back to the top of the key to Lang. Lang gets it over the far side to Barger, who puts up a three. No good there. Mackenzie Griffin gets it, gets whacked on the head. No call. Drives the full length of the court. Puts up a shot. Gets blocked by Barger. But a nice job by Griffin, a really good effort there. Just a good block by Barger on the play. So back and forth we go. 6-point lead for the Lady D's. Good pressure on the outside by our two guards with Cassie Crawl and Mackenzie Griffin. The guys, the girls inside are doing a nice job packing that in. Katie Dyson just came over the top just as soon as I said that. They're trying to get an entry past Alyssa Barger, and Katie Dyson came over the top, caused the foul. That will be the 10th team foul for the Lady D's. So we're in the bonus, and now the double bonus. Excuse me, that's 19 fouls on the board. I thought that was going to shift to 10. So just a 1-1. So Alyssa Barger will need to make the front end to get the second. She gets it. Shot goes up. Hits the back of the iron. Banks around. No good. Brooke Bettis controls the rebound. So 2:10 left in the game. Lady D's have a 45-39 lead. We've been stuck on this for a while now. Not able to get a good look. Not able to get a good shot. The Lady D's could really use a nice little possession, get a good bucket. Lady D's actually going in a little bit of a stall game right now, trying to shorten this game up. They do a good job doing a little three-man weave with the three guards up top. And just redo that. That's what they're looking for, is trying to cause a cheap foul. And indeed, the Lady's able to get that. Mackenzie Griffin had it up top, and I believe that might have been Maddie Lang with the foul. Nope, excuse me. Check that. That was Kylie Misetich. So 10 team fouls now for Centerville. So that will be two free throws for Mackenzie Griffin. She has, again, on the night, 16 points. First one up, hits the back of the iron, folks. You've heard me say that once. You've heard me say that 20 times. So misses the first one of the two in the bonus. Tegan Bosser checks in for Sarah Clark, so getting some good defensive help coming in for Tegan. Tegan, again, has four fouls, as does Katie Dyson, but still going to play out there as hard as they can, as does Brooke Bettis. So three players with four fouls for the Lady D's. Second free throw good by Mackenzie Griffin, as you can hear the crowd. They're getting excited for that. Gets the first points in a long time for the Lady D's. Redettes get the ball in, get it to Moore, who dribbles inside. Coach for Centerville wants a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here for the 30-second timeout. He wants to make sure his ladies knows the situation. 46-39, again, is our score here. So 7-point lead for the Lady D's. again on the season, they have a 4-0 conference mark, looking to keep that mark perfect. The Lady Bees are going to 5-0. Centerville, on the other hand, is 0-4, and they desperately want to get a conference win. We're right in the midway point of the conference season, and this is where it really starts to determine exactly how the rest of the season will be. Lady D's have had a nice run so far, and they want to keep that going and fully expect to see that continue on. But the Redettes are not going away quietly. They're going to make sure the Lady D's earn it, and that's what you expect out of South Central Conference play each and every night. Both teams are always going to go at it, and certainly when you got the Battle of Highway 5, there's no exception. After the short timeout there, the Redettes check the ball in, get it into Barger, who comes back to the near side to Moore, takes a three-pointer, looks to be a little long, and indeed it doesn't hit anything, but the rebound controlled by Misetich. She dribbles outside a little bit, gets it over to Barger. Barger's dribbling outside, looking in, nothing there, gets it back to Moore. She now will take the 10-foot shot, banks it in, nothing, or banks it, no good. Brooke Bettis able to control the rebound. So good little possession for the Lady Bees to get the rebound with a minute 17 left in the game. Again, the Lady D's are going to go into that little stall offense they've got, a little three-man weave. And good job there of controlling the pressure. The Redettes are really trying to cause something there. Brooke Bettis is fouled as she got the ball from Tegan Bossard. Fouled in the trying to get that pass off, and that was done by Caitlin Moore. So Caitlin Moore with her fourth foul. In addition to Moore, Alyssa Barger has four fouls, as does Kylie Misetich. So both teams have players on the court, three players on the court with four fouls. Brooke Bettis being one of the ladies, and she's going to the line to shoot two free throws. First one's a little short. Nice high arcing shot, but just came a little short. She will usually make at least one of the two, if not two of the two. She has a nice little stroke. Usually when it goes, it's on nothing but net. First, second one goes up and hits the back of the iron a little long, but rebound controlled by Mackenzie Griffin, who immediately puts it right back up. Nothing there, but Brooke Bettis controls that rebound, and she puts it in. So 2 points on the Lady D's. Long overdue welcome shot there. Great possession for the Lady D's. Maddie Lane comes up, kicks the ball out to Barger, who hits a three-pointer, nails the three-pointer. Nails the three-pointer. That shot is good by Barger. Immediately, Centerville calls a timeout. It is a full timeout. So with that, it's 48-42 with 50 seconds left in the game with the full timeout. We're going to take a short timeout as well. You listen to the Lady D coverage, South Central Conference action on 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to South Central Conference basketball action. Lady D's from Albia are hosting Centerville Redettes, and what a contest we've got here to start this doubleheader tonight. Lady D's on top, 48-42, with 50 seconds left in the game. They do have the ball at the far end, and so they're looking to check it in. With that, Katie Dyson throws a long lob pass on a full court pressure by Centerville to Brooke Bettis. Brooke takes it, tries to go the full length of the court. As she does, Alyssa Barger fouls her. I believe that will be her fifth foul. She had no option but to foul her there. Alyssa Barger just made the three a minute ago. But she will foul the contest as Brooke Bettis will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Tegan Bossard is set to check in for the Lady D's. Centerville will have to have a little bit of a timeout here to try to figure out what they want to do. Coach Kovalich will decide who he wants to bring in. Indeed, bring in Taylor Lawson, their big post. They obviously want to get quick buckets outside shooting, but Taylor Lawson will be more of a post presence, whereas Alyssa Barger will go outside and shoot that outside shot. So a little bit of a change in their style of play coming for the Redettes. But the Lady D's, I think, are prepared to handle whatever comes their way. But more importantly, can Brooke Bettis make these two free throws? First one up, nice hierarchy shot, rattles around, almost drops in. Brooke Bettis on the night has 8 points, just below her average of 10. So she's looking to try to keep on pace to her season average there. Next shot up and good. Nice free throw. Boy, I tell you, when it goes in, it's just a pretty shot she has. It just goes in, nothing but net. The Redettes immediately get the ball up in the front court, really trying to force the action, get a good shot. Moore looks inside to Taylor Lawson, gets the ball and is fouled, I believe, on Brooke Bettis or Katie Dyson. Either way, we're going to have a Lady D foul out here. Looks to be Brooke Bettis. So Brooke will foul out of this contest. So again, the fouls are starting to mount up. Brooke Bettis will leave the game with 9 points. Great night out of her. Great, a lot of timely rebounds. Good job scoring, keeping her average. Haley Hudson will come in, does a fine job, as we've heard all night, getting rebounds, playing inside big. She's got a good handle, can dribble the ball well. So, again, very confident with her coming in as well. Taylor Lawson will go up and shoot a pair of free throws. Misses the first one. She has 8 points on the night, so just slightly better than her average on the season. Lady D's now will try to box out, get this rebound with 42 seconds, hanging on to that 49-42 lead. 7-point lead again. Free throw up, and it rattles around and is good. So now trim the lead back to six. Immediately, the Katie Dyson gets the ball into Mackenzie Griffin, who dribbles all the way up the court, gets it to Tegan Bossert, goes up for a little layup, can't get it, but Haley Hudson gets the rebound. She can't make it. So just been in trouble getting those shots up for the Lady D's. Good looks out of all of them, just not able to make them drop. Moore brings the ball up for the Redettes, gets it back to Maddie Lang. Maddie Lang sets the offense, sees on the near side as Sharp. Sharp drives into the hoop and does a good job of driving, tries a left-hand layup, can't get it to drop. Rebound controlled by Moore from Centerville. She looks to get it out to Lang. Lang puts up a little 15-footer, hits the backboard, nothing good there, but rebound controlled by the Redettes. And again, that was Moore. Moore gets the bucket, so trims it to four with 5 seconds. So getting the game very interesting. The final score, we'll say. But, boy, I think the Lady D's will be pleased with their effort in that first half. They're going to look at some things they could do differently in that second half. And also got to tip your hand to Centerville, getting up their shots and getting good buckets, good points. But with 4-point lead and 4 seconds left, the Lady D's should be able to hang on. And with Mackenzie Griffin at the line, you really hope she'll be able to knock these down. She's, again, a good shooter. Free throw is not necessarily the strongest on the team at a 60% clip. But and she does, as I say, that misses the front end of that, of the two free throws. Really be nice to get this one here, to get a 5-point lead with 4 seconds left. The game all but done. Rattles around the second one, no good. Rebound controlled by Centerville. In fact, Albie had nobody in to rebound it. Long 3-point shot and no good at the buzzer by Maddie Lang. So with that, the Lady D's are able to hang on, improve the record to 5-0 on the season with the 49-45 victory. So a great job out of the Lady D's. A great way to start this season and continue on, getting through the first round of playing all their opponents. So really excited for them and what they've been able to do so far. Bring their record, double-digit wins, now 10-3 on the season. So you can't say enough good things about that and the way they've played so far. We are going to, just getting started here, folks. We're getting ready for the second doubleheader action here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break here. We've got some presentations going on here. So we'll have a little bit of break here. We'll get the boys action going here. We'll introduce you to the lineups. We'll introduce you to what the boys have been doing here. But again, the Lady D's 49-45 victorious over Centerville Redettes. We'll be back after this short timeout. You listen to KIC Thunder Country.